Tuesday, January 17, 8:01 a.m., Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting. 8:01 is the Board of Equalization meeting. 8:02 is Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting.
Call roll, please.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the West Wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. At this point, we want to call for a reorganization of the Board of Equalization for the nomination of the chair and as well nomination for the vice chair. So,
do we have to do them individually?
Well, probably the chair and the vice chair, yeah.
I would nominate Kevin Rohde for chairperson of the Board of Equalization. I'd also make a motion that nomination ceased and cast unanimous ballot for Kevin.
I second it.
Ain't nothing better than coming right in and getting thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
Before you're ever going to say anything. Wow.
Like, what happened?
Kevin, do you agree with that?
I do.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes, you're supposed to say I'm honored. That's what you're supposed to say, I'm honored.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm honored. Thank you, Bill. I'll remember that.
You did the roll call?
Yep. He did.
Okay.
So now Kevin calls for nominations of vice chair.
Yeah, he's now the...
Kevin, you're the chair. You take him over from now, and you can nominate your vice chair. You know what you want, and I just wrote something. So I know you nominate the vice chair, so you can say the same thing as in there. So.
All right.
Whoever he wants to be the vice chair.
Okay, we'll take nominations for vice chair. We have any nominations?
I would nominate. What's your name again? Marty Hohenstein.
Bill Rohde.
Marty Hohenstein for the vice chair. And I make a motion and what's it say? The nominees and cease the cast of unanimous ballot for the vice chair. I've never said that before. I was like,
you know, it's pretty early in the morning.
Well, for me, it is. Okay. So, anyways, that is my motion.
Second.
All right.
Any other motion? No.
Right there. Right. Second. So, myself and Bill.
Marty.
I'd be honored.
There you go. Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Okay. Here. All right. Next item is up for the approval of the previous minutes. Let's see, November 4th, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
Call roll, Joni.
Bill?
Yes.
You'll get her, Kevin.
Scott?
Yeah.
Yes. Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
And what my recommendation right now to you is we need to bypass A and go to B since Bob's gal is here, Jolene, and Jeff's not here yet, so.
Okay. Jolene?
Just help me out, Kevin.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, Jolene.
Just need to get approval, your signature for Northeast Nebraska Community Action Agency for their exempt vehicles.
How many vehicles? They,
two.
Two of them, right?
Yeah, 2016.
And there are two, looks like three.
Three.
That's what I'm saying.
2016 three. Grand Caravan, and then you got a 2016, mm-hmm. another Caravan, you got a 2002 Chevrolet.
No, there's three of them.
Ventura,
three.
Yeah.
And we do this every year and get your signatures and...
Pretty simple, normal formality.
Yep. Which is good.
So moved to accept the assent application for three vehicles.
Sorry.
John?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Thank you, Jolene.
Thank
yes.
you.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Where'd Curry go now? We're in a time frame here. Jody's staring me down right now. I've got three things up.
Kevin, if you want to recess your meeting, maybe make him.
He was just here. He stepped out. He put his folder down.
She wants to get some papers.
Well, go to miscellaneous emergency business, public comment.
Yeah, let's, while we're waiting for him, let's move on to miscellaneous business. And do we have anything for miscellaneous?
No, I don't think so. Do we have anything for miscellaneous? No.
Okay, I think Jeff's on his way back now.
Yeah, he's coming.
We'll go back to new business and see what Jeff has to tell us.
Curry, you have the floor, my friend.
Oh, sorry, guys.
And I hope it's quick because this meeting is, we're on the time frame for.
Oh, we're on a speed meeting?
Well, I mean, just, we want to get through some things in the next meeting before some people leave here.
Alrighty.
I don't mean to rush you.
No rush, let me.
I'm not even rushing you, I'm just trying to make a point a little bit, is all.
Okay, guys, I have some tax roll corrections.
Oh, boy.
For clerical errors, and we'll just go over a couple today then. And then I'll just schedule the rest for.
You get a time frame on them, Jeff, or not?
I'll just be a couple minutes ago.
No. Do you have a time frame on getting these things corrected?
We'll do the rest in the next meeting.
Okay, is that going to be a problem?
No.
Okay.
Nope, we still got time. So the three we'll go over today, then, are the simple ones. We have three for the city of South Sioux. And they were three that were left on the tax roll that weren't verified. If a public entity actually rents a building, they collect an income, and then they're not exempt anymore. So we had three that were rented at one time. We assumed were still going to be rented, and one was for sale. The city called us, so we went out and inspected them. The two buildings were empty, and the other one's just a vacant lot, and they're not trying to sell it anymore. So they would have to come off the books as taxable property and become exempt again. And we have copies here that the way the statute reads is the board has to actually sign them so that you're aware of them.
Okay.
And I'll leave them here on the table for you guys. And then any questions on them or...
I don't think so. Do you have any questions or anything? I think it's just normal.
Yeah, and then the other ones we'll go over next time. We got some down in Dakota Crossing. Some of those buildings didn't roll that should be on the tax roll, so we're going to add some to on the next one.
And hopefully you're okay with that. Like I said, I wasn't trying to rush you.
No, okay. Guys. That's not a problem. We're busy, too. We're trying to get ready to roll some new commercial values this year. So
go after them, kid.
Yeah, so I'll just leave these here for you guys. With Joan, and you can look at them. The record cards are on there, and then those will be your copies when they sign them for your file.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. Let's mail and or emergency business.
I don't think there's
anything on that. Okay. Move on to public comments. Does anyone have any public comments on anything?
I would like to thank everybody here for changing their schedules to accommodate me.
Hey, anything for you,
back
Bill.
In August, I forgot about the holiday.
Anything for you, Bill.
Oh, that's great. And I appreciate it. Scott had to work all day Sunday.
I'm telling you, it was draining.
So, I do appreciate it.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. If that's it, we'll move on to adjournment and motion to adjourn.
We don't got one more new business. You want to do that the next one or?
Two on.
What's it on, Bill?
We're on Board of Equalization.
We're on Board of Equalization. So the next.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to turn it over to me then, so we can.
You adjourn. You don't need them.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to call the Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting to reorganization meeting to order. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Here.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we got, number one, we got the reorganization. We need a nomination for the chair.
I would nominate Scott Love for chairperson of the Porter County Commission Board. And I would also make a motion that nomination cease and cast unanimous ballot for Scott Love for chairman. Thank you.
Second it.
Okay. I guess call roll, please.
John?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
And yes, and I'm honored, okay? It's because of the fact that I get to deal with Joni on a daily basis. Okay? And that's the only reason.
You do a great job.
All right. It'll be fun. Okay, then we're going to... Yeah, thank you. I had fun last year. I didn't think that when I first started I'd ever want to do something like this, but...
I'll say it again. He's taking Dakota County great.
Okay, we're doing nominations for vice chair.
At this point, I'd like to nominate Bill Rohde for the vice chair, and I make the nomination that nomination cease and cast as an unanimous ballot for Bill Rohde as the vice chair board and commissioners. So that's my motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony and a second by Kevin for Billy B. to be the vice
chair. Thank you.
Will you call a roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Consent agenda items. A, we got the approval of the previous minutes, January 3rd, 2017. B, approval of the payroll claims. C, the approval of the accounts payable claims. And D, the approval of the official reports. I went over them, like Bill said, this weekend, and everything's in order. E, we're going to renew the pot machine agreement between Dakota County Employee Association and Dakota County Board of Commissioners. F, approval and designate the following banks for depositories for Dakota County with the maximum deposits being governed by security pledges. We basically got the First Community Bank of Homer, F&M Bank of South Sioux City, First Nebraska Bank of Valley, Iowa Nebraska Bank, South Sioux City, and Sioux Land National Bank of South Sioux City. And then we want to approve the dates in the regular commissioner meetings as biweekly, starting from today, sticking with the time of 3:02, and the meetings will be held on Mondays or Tuesdays if Monday falls on a holiday. And the chair reserves the right to make exceptions for unseen circumstances. H, the approval of the established of the 2017 dates for the county courthouse. These are the non-bargaining employees. The second New Year's, 16th Martin Luther King Jr. Day, President's Day, February 20th, May 20th, Memorial Day, July 4th, Independence, September 4th, Labor Day, November 10th, Veterans Day, November 23rd, Thanksgiving, and the 24th, the day after Thanksgiving, 25th, Christmas Day, and one personal day for birthday and the birthday month, and three personal days. I approve and designate the Dakota County Star as the legal paper for the county in 2017. J, approve posting of the board's agenda at www.dakotacountyne.org. That's the county website. And approve H, the approval of the government's day as Wednesday, September 27th. I, we're going to appoint the following department heads. Willard Johnson as the veteran officer, Fred Kellogg as the highway superintendent and director of roads, Leon Pye as the weed superintendent, Deanna Beckman, the emergency management director. And then note that the county surveyor is that Tim Lambrick, a four-year term that it expires January 19. So, consent agenda items.
I just want to clarify that on G, that bi-weekly meeting starting from today, that it is Monday. Would be Monday, every other Monday, not a Tuesday.
Okay. Did I say that? Oh, yeah, I did.
It's not quite worded for a Tuesday meeting.
So, anyways, there's all the consent agenda that we need approval.
You went through claims and everything?
Everything's in order. The payroll's here. Everything's fine. Any discussion or anything anybody want to talk about on the consent agenda items? Any changes or, I mean, it's pretty simple, cut and dry, normal annual procedure. Anybody want to discuss, or we just want to approve and rock on?
Any questions for I'd like to move make a motion to approve the consent agenda items from A to I.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony.
Second.
Second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, on the consent agenda items, please, John?
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, new business. We got review. Planning and zoning administrator applications. We all had them in our packets. I'm sure everybody's looked them over. There's Arnie Malik. We had Rick Boschet and Joe Neal. We had the three.
I looked it over myself and Arnie served almost 42 years in the county, which is I really appreciate his dedication and willingness to work for the county. And I give him a call, and also I called Mr. Busquet, and I want to make a motion to designate Joe O'Neill from Jackson, Nebraska, to be the next planning and zoning administrator.
Okay. But with that said, I'm going to move on to B. I want to appoint the planning and zoning administrator. So with that said, Tony wants to appoint Joe O'Neill as the planning and zoning administrator. That's your motion.
That's my motion. That's correct.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony and a second by Bill to appoint Joe O'Neill for the planning and zoning administrator. Will you call roll, please?
Bill Rohde?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay, C, we're going to discuss and approve revisions to the county burial policy. That is C. And I know that we got some information here this morning we didn't have in our packet from, was it Becker Hunt, I do believe. So we have the burial policy review in front of everyone. New one. And there was a letter in there, which this morning I did not get to read, but Joan stated that everyone should look that over if you already haven't. Basically talks about his cost. The age is 2 years, stillborn to 2, 3 to 11, 12 and older.
Anything? Any comments or suggestions, John?
I can read them real quick for the audience.
Do you want to?
I don't know.
The chair.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
All right, we're,
anything else you want to skip to?
No, I'm fine. I'm going to cover it.
Go ahead.
I think we got. Yeah, we're good.
See you guys in May.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Right. Yeah. Be safe, Bill.
Yeah, have a safe trip.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Judy.
If you want to, you go ahead and read them off, John, if you don't mind.
Dakota County Burial Policy Rate Review. A county burial, we're still using both Becker Hunt and Moore. We're staying in our county, but it was brought to our attention that the funeral homes are eating a lot of cost. And so we asked for their input. We also went to Christy Smith and Sioux City. They did not reply. Munderlow's from Pender, and then Becker Hunt and Moore. The opening and closing of the grave is currently $400, and Becker Hunt suggests $550, Moore's $500, and Munderlow's $550. stillborn to two-year-old cremation container is set at $450. Becker Hunt recommended it stay at $450. Moore's that it stay at $450. And Munderlow's $350. Stillborn to two-year-old casket or vault and a two-hour visitation rate is currently set at $150. Becker Hunt recommended it go to $365. Moore's $300. And Munderlow's $800. 3 to 11-year-old cremation container we currently have set at $650. Becker Hunt recommends $850, Moore's $1,200, and Munderlow's $650. 3 to 11-year-old cloth-covered casket and a two-hour visitation is an additional $250. Becker Hunt recommended an additional $458. Moore's an additional $700, and Munderlow's $1,350. Outside container, if required by the cemetery to bury, additional $380 is our current price. Becker Hunt recommends $600, Moore's $700, and Munderlow's $790. 12-year-old to adult cremation container, we currently pay $1,050. Becker Hunt recommends $1,155. Moore's $1,500. And Munderlow, $1,050. Additional cost for a cloth-covered casket and a two-hour visitation, we have set that at $300. Becker Hunt recommends it goes to $470, Moore's to $700, and Munderlow's $2,500. I'm not sure if they didn't add the $1,050 plus $1,000. And a container, if required by the cemetery to bury the casket in, is an additional $380 currently. Becker Hunt recommends $510, Moore's $700, and Munderlow's $790. Becker Hunt did send us a letter. He was talking to suppliers and trying to get prices reduced. He made a note that Omaha Valley Cemetery does not have a cremation section, and we would be using full-size graves for an urn. And he felt we should keep those graves available as needed for full burials. When he talked to me, he thought we might want to buy some cremation lots from the city of Dakota City just to keep those other ones open.
Looks like a stock market chart all over the place.
How much those cremation lots in the Dakota City? You know,
I don't know.
Have clue, huh?
I did not call and ask.
I know it's irrelevant in, how many of those people eat, but I know Becker Hunt has eaten 17 funerals since I've been here. That's just for veterans. I don't know about anybody else. Anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000, the whole thing. Nope, there's nobody to pay.
Right.
I get some of them paid by the state, and a little bit, anywhere from $300 to $2,000 from the VA, but pretty hard to get any of that money. So.
Let's update that. Thank you, Ron. There's two more issues. As far as prices concerned.
Yeah. He when he talked with me, he told me that he tried really hard to keep it fair for him and to the taxpayers and to the county. He did call and bargain on some prices, and he actually said that he could get a metal casket cheaper than a fiberboard. Mm-hmm. So maybe we don't want to.
What would it change with each other?
Well, as much as you'd like to, it's always been Becker Hunt, right, from day one. I mean, that's the way it's always been. I know when Moore came and talked to us, wanted the piece of pie, and he couldn't believe what our costs were. And obviously, by looking at this, you'd like to keep your money in the county if you possibly could.
Right.
And obviously, but at the same time, you got to be careful, especially with some of these dollar amounts that...
Our policy states that it has to stay in the county. But they get to choose, the family chooses Becker Hunt or Moore.
You know, like Scott said, you know, he's been here forever, and I think he's doing a fantastic sacrifice with those prices that he indicated here, and just doing the least that he gave us. So we need to make a motion.
Yeah, well, we discussed and approved, so we need to make a motion. So I think basically what we need to do is obviously approve the two, and I think, you know, they're fairly relatively close, you know, just on the 3-11 on the cremation container. You know, there's a little bit of a difference in dollar amount, but I mean, how often is this going to take place? You know.
Average about 4 to 5.
4 to 5 a year.
Getting more.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. You can't. I wouldn't say you can just stay with the one. I wouldn't think. I don't know what you guys think.
No.
We'll just go with the Becker Hunt and the Moore, and let the. What's that, John?
You have to set.
Both of them.
You have to set a price.
Or sellers.
Yeah, I don't think we can pay Becker Hunt $458 and more $700. We can't do that.
$458.
Yeah, that's what I see here. I mean,
we can't. We have.
Oh, you mean $850 and the $1,200?
We have to either compromise between the two or set it. You have to set it.
Okay, so we need to set each one individually.
Yep.
I just set them on an average. Mm-hmm. Not telling you what to do. If one person wants $900, the other wants $1,200, I meet in the middle, and that comes from the state. Here's how much we're going to pay for a funeral. That's it, about a dollar. So if they write up the goods and services bill over that, they won't pay.
They won't pay.
So if you're going to meet in the middle on a couple of these, I mean, you're going from $850 to $1,200. I mean, you're talking $1,000 if you're going to meet in the middle. You know, roughly, give or take. You know, and realistically,
I think Becker Hunt did a little calling around and got some better prices, but that's...
Did we talk to Moore at all after? Well, Becker Hunt just got it in today, right?
Right. And Moore's, there's a letter from Moore's, too. I mean, that's where I got the figures. That was in your packet.
Is it something that we... have to set today, or can we table it and speak to Moore some more and see if we can get them to adjust their prices to kind of meet an amicable amount between the two?
Yeah. There's some pretty big discrepancies.
Yeah.
We don't have to, do we necessarily? I think Kevin had a good question. Do we need to make a decision today?
No.
Can we table until we get more discussions with
them? You want them to maybe...
I mean, for most of them, the prices are pretty comparable, but, you know, when we've got $400 or $500 differences.
Yeah,
some of them, yeah. Like
maybe more could come down a little bit.
So let's do this here, then. Let's just put this on the next agenda, and then we'll talk to Moore, and then we'll figure out, instead of sitting there trying to figure out all these dollar amounts and try to compromise and meet in the middle, let's get all these prices set for our next meeting so then we can go right through them. And once we talk to Moore and see if they will.
No.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is that fair enough?
Or where they're coming from on their cost.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. Good idea, Kevin. Very good.
Okay.
Okay, so with that, we're gonna put this on the next agenda to on the county burial policy. So when Diaz says approve and for the county burial, the burial policy. We're gonna bypass that since we'll be discussing it on next meeting. We're gonna move on to E, approve and confirm appointment of Dave W. Gerken to serve on the Veterans Service Committee for a 5-year term. All right. We're excited, right?
Yeah, certainly.
This is Dave Gerken. He's David, Master Sergeant in the
Police
Department.
David? Nice. Okay, so what you're replacing?
Larry Brostad.
Larry Brostad's stepping down.
Is he stepping down? That's sad to see.
Yeah. For a short time, he told me, so he'd come back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
I'm just feeling for a little bit.
Well, for 5 years is all. That ain't bad. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's good to know. Welcome. Hopefully it all works out for you, and it's everything that you expect, right? You've been around long enough. I know Larry's a great guy. Yeah, he's going to be missed, but I'm sure he'll be around in the public eye, won't he?
Oh, yeah. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay, so we need a motion to approve and to confirm the appointment of David to serve on the Veterans Service Committee for the next 5 years.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Kevin.
I'll second it.
A second by Marty. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
And Bill is absent.
Okay. Anything else, Bill? You guys are good?
That's it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yep, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I must be going through some kind of mid-age crisis. Cold, hot. It happens. Okay, F, we're going to approve and support the proclamatory.
Proclamation.
I knew I was going to say that wrong. Yeah. And I even Googled it.
Yeah.
For slavery and human trafficking, awareness this month of January to become more aware of the problem and work towards solutions. And I know we're supposed to have Pat Wojcik here today, and she's not here yet. So she's not here.
You need to read it too.
You are?
Yeah. You want me to?
Please.
We need okay.
To okay, that's fine.
Okay, let me find it.
I just wanted to let you know that the lady in charge of this, or that head of the committee, they're really doing an excellent job, and there's a lot of I went to a couple of meetings myself, and there is a lot of things going on. The community is not aware of it, and so they did a proclamation in Sioux City, supervisors in Woodbury County and the city of South Sioux City as well. So she asked if the Board of Commissioners would like to make a proclamation for the awareness month of the human traffic, and then I said I don't see why not. So that's why she is on the agenda, and she wants us to do one in English and one in Spanish both. So even though there is not in Spanish speaking people here besides myself, but she wants to do that way. So
si
señor.
Okay.
So I'll read it in English. Proclamation for Slavery and Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Whereas the United States was founded upon the principle that all people are created with the unalienable right to freedom, and added the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, making slavery illegal. Whereas slavery within the United States today is most often found in the form of forced labor and sex trafficking, which weakens our social fabric, increases violence and organized crime, and debases our humanity. Whereas this problem is found even within our community. Whereas every business, community organization, faith community, family, and individual can make a difference by choosing products that are not made by forced labor, by working to protect our young people from sexual exploitation, by addressing the problems of internet sex trafficking and pornography, and by becoming more aware of the problem and possible solutions. Therefore, we, the Dakota County Board of Commissioners, acknowledge January as Slavery and Human Trafficking Awareness Month and encourage our citizens to become more familiar with the problem and to work towards solutions. Declared this 17th day of January, 2017.
Okay. Proclamation on Mes de Prevención de la Esclavitud del Tráfico Humano considerado en los Estados Unidos fundado sobre el principio de toda persona creada en el derecho inable derecho de la libertad añadida en enmienda 13 de la Constitución haciendo legal la esclavitud, haciendo ilegal la esclavitud, mientras la esclavitud dentro del Estado de los Estados Unidos hoy es un mayor representante en forma de trabajo forzado y trabajo sexual de la debilita nuestra sociedad y incrementa la violencia al crimen organizado y al mismo desagrada nuestra humanidad. Mientras este problema es encontrado en nuestra comunidad, negocios, organizaciones comunitarias, comunidades de fe, familias y cada una de las personas que puede hacer la diferencia de compartir productos elaborados en trabajos forzados, debemos trabajar en proteger a nuestros jóvenes la explotación sexual, enfocándonos en los problemas del tráfico de sexo y programación en la internet y estar conscientes de los problemas, de las posibles soluciones. Por lo tanto, yo, como comisionado del condado de la Cora, reconozco enero como el mes de la prevención de la esclavitud y el tráfico humano. Ánimo a nuestros ciudadanos familiares en el problema del trabajo duro y el forzamiento a una solución.
Why did that seem twice as long than English?
Hey, I thought it went really fast.
Yeah. And I read it really fast because it's not longer. I mean, that sentence is more longer than it's... Than
is it? Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. But I didn't say anything about you.
I don't believe you.
Thank you for reading that.
I wouldn't know any better. Okay, so, with that said, thank you for both of you reading that. And I think it's a great thing. With that said, we need an approval for the January to for the month of awareness.
I so moved to make the month of January the proclamation of the human traffic awareness month. So I need a second.
Jesus. Okay, we got a motion by Tony, second by Kevin.
Second.
Okay, will you call roll please on the new business please, Tony?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill? Scott?
Okay, yes. Okay.
Bill is absent.
Bill is absent. Okay, on G, approved resolution 17C-001 for the adoption and approval for the interlocal agreement for maintenance by the County of Dakota City permanent easement to their wastewater treatment facility and transfer of title to the county for existing fire station located at 1516 Myrtle Street, Dakota City. I'm not for sure where we stand on this.
I did not get anything from county attorney.
From Kim.
We're going to have to.
We'll put this on the next agenda, but is it just is, yeah. We're, as long as everybody kind of is aware that we've been talking to Dakota City and the rural fire, we haven't talked to them personally, but we kind of made a deal. They got a appraisal put on the fire department, the building, and they want us to maintain 190th, build the road up to the river off of 77. So we've been kind of talking to them and trying to make a deal that we maintain this road, get this road built up, maintain this road for
easement.
It is an easement. I guess it ain't going to be a road. It's going to be an easement. And then we take possession of the fire department. The old fire department building is what we take. Yeah, right across the street, which we're just looking at future for room for different things. So,
like the electric car?
Electric car.
Needs to be in there.
I think a lot of things could be in there. I mean, the electric car, the road department maybe could possibly use it. Maybe the weed department could possibly use it. The sheriff department could possibly use it. You know, the
wheelchairs.
The health department might, you know.
It up.
I mean, it can be filled up in a hurry. Deanna, I mean, it's just makes too much sense being right across the street from us and for the money. So we'll talk about that at another date once we get with Kim and make sure that she looks over the resolution and makes sure everything's in order. Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. We've got Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent. I know he does not have a road report done. A little early this morning for you.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of road maintenance going on either. Crew's been doing a lot of maintenance, tree trimming, stuff like that, but I'll catch up on everything on the next meeting.
Okay. Fair enough. Any questions for Fred?
No.
Okay. B, we got the approval for the chair to sign a letter to the residents on Dakota Flats Drive regarding the proper removal of snow by the county. Basically, what's happened out there
Last meeting, Bill went out, Fred went out and took some pictures. They're putting stakes right along the road. And back in the 1800s when we adopted this, 1990-something, when we adopted the road, we adopted the road was adopted only. It wasn't done, in my eyes, in the proper way. There's no easement whatsoever.
So right away.
There's no right away. So basically what's happening is the people are going out there and they're putting their those little posts or sticks or whatever right along the road. With the so the people, when we maintain, we cannot push the snow off the road. So basically, we don't want to get in their grass is basically what's happening. So we get a letter. We're going to send to all the residents and let them know that we talked to the insurance company, Fred did, and, you know, we have the right. We want the right-of-way to be able to push the snow off for liability reasons. And we've had to take a loader out there, right, Fred?
Correct.
A time or two to remove the snow. Instead of going down there with the maintainer, with the V-plow or the wing on it, you got to take an extra machine down there to try to remove the snow. It's not right. Mm-hmm. So the letter's going to go to all of them and state this is what's going to happen. And if they don't agree, we will forfeit the snow removal. Is that correct? But we will still maintain our maintenance of the road for if anything breaks up or busts up. But it would just be snow removal only, right?
That depends on what you commissioners would like to say.
That's what I was going to say. You know, I mean, can they? I can see what they're doing. You know, they're trying to protect the sprinkle heads. You know, to be damaged with the snow removal. If they agree to, they can put those things on the summertime, you know, but make sure they remove it, you know, when they not use the sprinkle system, which is this September, and we don't have snow in September, so, but I don't know how you want to stay, it's up to you, Chair, so, but I think it'd be fair with them, and it's, they wouldn't interfere with the county during the summertime, isn't it, Fred? I mean, in any means, we don't know.
No, I think just snow removal only. I mean, it just makes sense because, like I said, it just you can't push snow. I mean,
that's fine.
Other than that, there has not been a lot of maintenance on that big road, of course.
Yet.
Yes.
Sure. That's fine.
How that ever passed, I'll never know. No curbing. I mean, it's the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
It does not meet the minimum.
It does not meet. And it really bothers me. And, you know, this is the crazy thing is I know 80% of the people out there, my brother's building a house out there, and I just, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But it just...
Let's get it back. Go ahead, John.
So anyways...
Well, I guess I only have one question on this. When we send this out to the residents to decide whether to, you know, allow them to maintain it themselves or if we're going to, is... Do we need a majority of them out there and then we do it anyways, or is it unanimous for them out there for us to do it?
I don't think that it's either...
Are you all in or all out?
It's basically, yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
And see, that's the reason why the letter is addressed to Pringers.
It's addressed to everybody.
It's going to be addressed to everybody, but the letter on the front, what's the letter on the front?
It's just the very first person.
Just the first person on the list. But see, I know Donnie put the deal together and everybody owns their own lot. So basically what's going to happen is, that's a great question. What if everybody says, okay, yeah, we're pulling them, but one person does not? What happens then?
Well, you can't work around just one.
Well, no, I know we can't, but I'm just saying that what happens then if one person says...
And what's our legal recourse to force them?
Mm-hmm. Aren't they in an association? Isn't Pryor like the head of an association out there? Can't the association actually call the shot on that?
I don't know if there's an association or not. That's a question I can't answer.
The only reason I bring it up, somebody who was protesting this year that they had an association to make, which we weren't taking into account.
Normally on an addition like that, there's covenants that are in it, you know, when it started, so...
Okay.
It'd probably be the first thing to check on if there is, if anybody decides they
don't. Is the association like an annual due?
No.
No?
Yeah, they pay.
It can be, but not always. I think Marty said it, but covenants.
It's covenants on the size of your house. You have to have a certain amount of brick.
Right.
You can only be in this color palette.
They can amend their covenants to allow for snow removal and... that's kind of getting everybody.
But I think the Larry states, you know, there's no removal, so, I mean, they don't.
I would think they would all cooperate, but
I'd and if you don't, then we follow up and see what we need to do.
Yeah.
Well, if one, let's say, for instance, if one said or two would say, hey, guess what, you know, I'm not taking them down. Well, guess what, they're going to be responsible then for the snow removal.
Well, I think just send them the letter and see what happens.
The response we get. They got. Hopefully they understand.
I'm sure they do.
Hopefully they understand.
So I'd like to make a motion to send the letters to the Dakota Flats residents regarding the proper removal of snow for the county.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony.
I'd second it.
A second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill is absent. Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, Sheriff Kleinberg, jail report. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Are you up already?
Oh, yes, he is.
Welcome, new board members. Nice to see some fresh faces.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't know if you folks even got this report, because Mark just got done with it, so I'm going to pass it out to you. Made a bunch of copies on the jail side.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I better look at it. Stolen house, we're sitting at about 110 right now as of December. I think we're up from that. I think we're about 117 today. Of course, there's federal income, 15 from the marshals and the ICE, 2. We've only brought in $59,000 from the marshals since the beginning of the budget year, so $69,000 federal altogether. The price of the inmates, we don't have on there for December because we're still fighting that. As you guys know, we lost our contract with Mercy as of the first of the year. So we've been scrambling to try to find another alternative, and that'll come up next here. But I wouldn't assume this much over than what it was in November, and it's probably going to be a little bit lower. As we are missing a couple of employees, so that's going to bring that number down a little bit. But we did catch up with budget December. I do know that much. So we're right at where we're supposed to be with the budget. Actually, we were a little less. We saved a little money in December. So November bookings was 106. And when I get the updated on the actual December stuff here shortly, within the next day or two, probably today, I'll forward them on to you so you'll have an idea. Any questions on that particular?
It'd be great to get that federal inmate money up, wouldn't it?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing everything I can. Everything I can, but it's going to fall right back into it. With no bed space, I can't. I would love to have it back 5-6 years ago when that jail, or when the jail was built, half the people in there were paying.
Yeah. That's what we'd like to see.
Yeah, it was over $1 million 7-8 years ago.
And driving you.
Crazy.
Well, all we need to do is keep trying, Chris. I mean, that's all I can say.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
On another note, we got our first house arrest.
Really?
Oh, I agree.
Last month. It's going pretty good. I did lower the cost of that. So work, release, and house arrest is the same. Pays for our equipment and the little extra that we've got. Because I got to have a certified guy out checking on these people. And Kara's been handling it because she does the bonds. So when we lost Linda, we didn't hire somebody. We just kind of pushed it over. And the deputies are stepping up to help Kara when she has to go out and do visits. And Todd Hammer, who's doing courts, is actually the head of that particular program. So when there's time, we all just kind of pitch in and do it. And that's kind of what I'm looking to keep it at. If we get a lot of people out on the changes and we have 10, 15 people out on this, it's going to take a lot of money. We're going to be busy. Anyway, Enough with that.
I went to the legislation meeting. Going to be 2 weeks from this coming Monday. The forum of the Woodbury County Sheriff Department and Chief of Police from Sioux City and the Chief of Police from South Sioux and our Chief and our Sheriff. Chris did an excellent job, you know, which is high thought to him. And our small county sent with this big, you know, the Chief of Police from Sioux City and so far. But actually, Chris did a very good job in terms of informing the community what's going on in our county. And he mentioned about the downside living in the border town, you know, next to the biggest city. So, I mean, that was a good point that you brought it up to them. And they're very understanding. I like the communication that you guys have among the law enforcement between the counties and the cities and so forth. So that was very good. Good.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Okay, any other questions on the jail report for Chris here before we move on? If not, we're going to go to D. Sheriff Kleinberg requesting board approval for an agreement for provision of inmate health services for Dakota County and approval for chair to sign said agreement. Okay, Sheriff.
Did you sign it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need, right? That's what you're here for.
I gave some of this to Joan, okay? She's got some of this stuff. I don't know if you guys read it over, but in reading it over, there's some things that have to be changed in there. This advanced correctional health care, basically that's all they do. They're a company out of Missouri. The biggest jails in Nebraska use these guys. Douglas, I don't know if Sarpy, I don't think Sarpy does yet. Every sheriff I've talked to, four or five of them that use this, love it. Cut their costs in half. They not only come in and help you cut your costs, but there's a lot of stuff that they automatically pay for. They gave us a bid of $78,042.98 a year.
With a deductible?
No, it's not a deductible. That's a pool that you're looking at.
Okay.
That pool of $30,000 gets added to that, so it puts it up to $108,000, which is still over less than half of what we've been spending on medical. But it covers a lot more stuff. So they're paying for medical, disposable medical supplies. They come in with an advanced training, and they train my corrections officers to be more involved with the health of the inmates, so we're not constantly calling doctors in and taking them to the doctor, so that the corrections people will have a better understanding, or at least the sergeants, of what's going on. We're going to retain our nurse, the one nurse we do have. That's good because it made our plan a little bit cheaper. But their doctor and everybody they supply, and they handle all that. Not to mention the fact that they also pick up liability for anything medical. So that's a big relief for myself.
Yep.
It all goes by through their doctor. So they're not like Mercy. This is a little different setup. They're not tied to any local area here. So these guys aren't going to suggest testing and medications because it takes away from what they make. So it's a beautiful system, and now it works. The downside is when I gave them these numbers, the jail population came from 2 years ago and last year. So when they bid it on a jail population on average of 102, our average is up from that even. So I got to sit back down with this art today and hammer out the rest of this contract. So this particular contract, there's some stuff that's going to change in there. They have stuff like $30 co-pays we have to collect. Well, we can't do that in Nebraska, so that has to be taken out of there. There's some other small things in there that I ran across. I could read through them, but what I'll do is if I can get approval to go with advanced from the board, once I get this finalized here in a day or two, I'll bring it back to the chairman or anybody else that wants to be involved, because I definitely want your guys' signature on this. You know, I wouldn't mind signing it myself, but I want it to be all above. I want everybody's approval.
Sure. In that situation, do they have a local doctor? Their doctor comes from a point where they have a doctor, or do you know how that works?
Yes. How that works is they basically hire a doctor. Okay. That doctor works for them or is a subcontractor for them.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking. As soon as this contract gets into them, they will find that doctor.
Okay.
Okay. I know for a fact Columbus County, or just two counties south of us, they have the same system, same size jail. Doing the same thing. Saunders County, same thing. Same advance. So he told me that in the event that they have a county-specific doctor, they'll come up once a week.
And then the local guys have been having really good luck with them? The other jails that in Columbus?
Absolutely. One sheriff said, I don't know why you haven't already went to this. Flat out told me, you're crazy for not going with these guys. Well, you know, there's upsides and downsides. But yes, it's the local doctor, mm-hmm. and we use local areas. They had to check into the state line stuff, but Woodbury County just went to the same company. That's what I was talking to Drew about that Monday.
Yeah.
So I imagine their doctor is probably going to be mm-hmm. doctoring in both places.
Yeah.
But we kept our nurse. Don't feel the need to hire another one now, especially with these guys coming in. And the correction staff getting trained up more on mental health and more common health care problems.
One way or the other, we're going to save money because, I mean, obviously, you got to renegotiate the numbers of our population. And it was, what'd you say, 108,000?
Right now, that's what it's at. That's with the $30,000 set aside. Yep. With that $30,000, the only thing these guys won't pay for is long-term hospitalization or hospitalization. That's a back on us again. If you remember last year at the end of the budget year, we got hit with $50,000 for one guy that was in.
No, I remember.
Mercy Hospital. Yeah.
So that's always going to be an issue with us. But from talking to our sheriffs, they're not big hospital type, send them to the hospital. They're opposite from, you know, Mercy was in here and they own the hospital. So they don't have to explain to you.
So I wonder, this is a quick question. The monies that we spend without the hospital, because obviously those are still going to be our expense. I wonder what how much we paid last year without all the big hospital expenses versus just all the, you know, cough and cold and sniffles and all that business.
Michelle's numbers were averaging from 4 years prior, 3 years prior, about $250,000 a year.
Okay.
Give or take. Now,
I knew it was mid-twos. I figured that.
That didn't include dental. And for a long time, the jail has been taking people to the dentist.
These guys dental claims.
The only thing they won't cover is actual extraction. But they come in and do diagnostics. They come in and they'll administer any type of medications, maybe for infection and stuff. And they'll get that inmate to not having infected teeth. After that, it's our decision whether we're going to extract it or not, or the inmate's decision whether or not. So there isn't all these trips. As a matter of fact, I saw a deal this morning. I take inmates to the desk.
It'll save you guys transports back.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so let's move on here. How do we make this approval then on this agreement with because you still got to go back and talk.
I got to get this contract signed and into them. I wanted to do that today.
But you need to approve from the board
right, in
order to do that.
I can guarantee you that it isn't going to be much more money than what we're talking about now. I think after I talk to Art, he's not going to be. And they're basically adding for disposable medical supplies is how that changes the cost of the contract. So I don't think it's going to be a lot more money, even if our average daily population is up another 10 people. I don't think it's going to change a lot.
Because that's what about averages from 102 to 112, 115.
And that's including this $30,000 set aside. And what we don't use out of there, we get back at the end of the year.
Hey, it sounds like a great deal.
Not to mention the fact that we can budget better when we have definite numbers.
Mm-hmm. How long is the contract for?
It's for a year.
And okay,
at time of signing, we can get out of it 30 days.
With a letter to either one?
Prior to the year renewing. Oh. Otherwise, it just renews every year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'd like to make a motion in agreement with the provision of the inmate health service for Dakota County and approval of the chair to sign it.
Got a motion by Tony.
A
second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the agreement version of inmate health services?
Marty.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Yes.
Bill. Is absent. Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
Chris.
Let's go to Leon Pye's weed superintendent. He's going to present the weed report and request board's approval for chair to sign report.
Good morning,
Leon, welcome.
Thank you. And looking forward to working with new board members. Well, it's that time of year again. I basically wanted to come to the board and see if you had any questions on the state reports I just filled out and answer them if there is. Otherwise, I'll wouldn't really go through them if you understand them. No questions?
Well, no, I think we just go through this every year. I don't think that...
Especially for the new guys, I think it's pretty well. It's just I got some goals I want to change, and got some comments what I had going on last year.
If you guys don't know this or not yet, but Leon was at the road department building, and we moved him over to the Emerson building, and he was residing over there, but then we found him an office in the basement here for computers and what have you. So his trucks and his and all your chemicals are in the Emerson building, and your office is here at the courthouse. And during the off season, what Leon does is he works around the courthouse here with Chance Engel and was with Rick Pryor, but paints and just helps around here. So, yeah, and things are working out well.
Yeah, just like this morning, Chance had a funeral leave he had to go to, so he was out salt. That's like
nice. Right. Very well. That's great.
Okay, so if there's any questions on the week report, like I said, it's just a normal annual formality. So if not, if you have no questions for Leon, I guess for Leon, we need a motion to sign the report, annual report for the chair to sign.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion by Kevin and a second by Tony to sign the weed report, Daniel.
Thank you,
Leon. Yes. Thank you, Leon.
Thank you, Leon.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
That was too easy. Okay. We are going to go on to the appointments and member employee public to serve on the following boards and working committees. Did everybody get a chance to look all these over? Yeah, I mean, it's, and we can go over them, and we can just talk a little bit about them, I guess. And this is the, and if there's some changes, we can make changes. The appointments for the advisory and various boards of the area aging for the age advisory board, it's a 3-year term to 2019, is Sherry. I'm not for sure.
Riff and Raff.
Is that Riff and Raff lady over here from Dakota City, right? I love her. Area Aging on the Aging Governing Board. Got Kevin Rohde. That is a North Fork meeting that they meet every 3 months. Okay, usually it's 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. County Health Board. We got Marty Hohenstein and Kevin Rohde. you guys meet, or Tiffany, she leave?
She stepped out with the sheriff. They're right outside here.
Quarterly, I think.
Is it quarterly? Yeah, I think they meet quarterly. I think they usually meet at
4 o'clock
somewhere. And Nebraska, NE, Nebraska Community Action Partner. That's the Goldenrod Hills, Bill Engel. I just ran across Bill Engel. What is he, 105 now? And he said he still wants to be our wingman. He said, you guys need me at the courthouse, I'll be there for you. So I'm excited to know that Bill's still around for us. Northeast Nebraska Joint Housing Authority, it's a planning and zoning. We got that.
Joe
O'Neill. We got that taken care of. Planning and zoning, Tony Gomez. Region 4 Mental Health Board is Marty Hohenstein. That's another North Fork meeting. It's quarterly, roughly, I do believe. I was on it a few years back. They meet usually at a restaurant over there, and they talk about some things. A lot of people are on that board from different around the counties. I mean, they come clear from Valentine.
I talked to Jennifer Dividen previously about that a little bit. She said that in 26 county area.
And then North Star. Kevin, I know that Dick said on that. I think that's a obviously they're in town here, but they're based out of Wayne. And RC&D, They got Marty. And then Simcoe is Kevin. You guys have any questions or concerns or anything or something that ain't going to work for you? Or
what's the RC&D?
Nebraska, the Lost Hills. How often do they meet, John?
I think that's quarterly, too, and it's...
Oakland?
It's been down in Oakland.
Yeah, Dick...
I will let these people know that you got appointed, and so they'll start sending you packets and information.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Appointed members to serve on the working committees. The ADA, Kim Watson, I think she fits the, Joan and I talked about that, she fits the need for that perfectly. The civil defense, I talked to Kevin about that this morning. When's the last time they met?
It's been a while. And it's because of lack of leadership in the committee.
Do you want to explain to Kevin real quick what he's getting himself into?
It's the Tier 2s, the local industrial places or local businesses that have chemicals and stuff. It's important to have the active meetings and work with these businesses on safety training for first responders and stuff. Not only for that, to let us know what we have chemicals in our area. So, and we've tried, and Joan and I have talked, and you have a committee. But if they don't move forward, then it falls back on me all the time, and I have to be personally honest with you. I kind of got stubborn last year and said, you know what, this isn't my job to continue pushing these people. So, but it's something we have to do, and so there will be a new letter going out. I just talked to the chair a couple weeks back.
Who's the chair?
Chuck Magnus in Dakota City here. He's on the Dakota City Fire.
Okay.
But it's lack of involvement. All these businesses, you know, you have Tyson and CH and Big Ox and anybody that has any kind of chemicals should be attending these meetings. And we've sent letters out, and, but it's something we have to work on.
Easy enough. Thank you, Deanna. Okay, Tiffany, quick, Marty. And Kevin's going to sit on your county,
okay,
your health board.
Our next meeting is January 26th at 4:30. We'll do it right here in this boardroom.
And this is on a quarterly basis, right?
It's right here, right?
Yep, right here in this building. Yep, at 4:30.
And basically, why don't you let them know that is who's the chair of that?
Jackie Mathis is the chair, and vice chair is
Doc.
Yep.
Doc Higgins.
Yep. And we usually just go over, I give an update on all the grants that we have in the county. We go through different planning things. We go through some advisory committees related to just quality assurance. And then new business usually is any upcoming grants, any new planning events that any of the board members suggest. Or it's real similar to how you get on your meetings right here. And so usually they don't take more than about half hour to 45 minutes. They're usually pretty quick.
Just make sure you have your coffee in you when you get ready for Tiffany, okay? And then Doc Winnie, he shows up too at all the meetings.
Yeah, we like to think so.
Still pisses me off.
I know. He has been better than in the past.
And I know we got to have somebody, and it is what it is. But every time I stamp that claim, okay, it's like, really? Okay, but anyways, let's move on. Thank you for briefing them. Dakota Connections, Tony Gomez. Dakota County Economic Development is Tony Gomez. Economic Development, Tony Gomez. We're putting you to work, Tony Gomez. Emergency Closings is Kleinberg, Love, and Rohde. The Finance and Budget Committee is Rohde and Love. If anybody wants to step in there, feel free. Feel free. Anybody? Anyone? Any takers? Bill and I, we love to sit on there with Joan. Okay. And then the Highway 35 Committee, what the hell is that?
Never met. That's a good committee to be on. We knew it had a meeting.
Gomez. Okay, this is the KNNB is the Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful. Marty Hohenstein, you're going to do a fabulous job. I'm telling you.
You know, one thing that, I don't know.
Sally?
No, McNeil called me. And he says, if you guys want me to keep the represent that, I'll be more than happy.
He wants to stay on that?
Yeah. I mean, can he stay on that?
They want a board.
The engine needs to be that board? Okay, okay. But he called me. He lost.
Maybe you can pick up Dick.
On the way.
On the way.
There you go. Where's that meeting usually held?
City Hall in South Sioux.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sally Reinhart, she does a fabulous job. Oh, you know, everybody knows Sally. She volunteers all of her time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she really stays up on that.
I'll put SEMCO on that.
Yeah. The LEC, Law Enforcement Center, is Love Gomez and Leonard Gill. I don't know, is Leonard planning on still sitting on that, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love
that guy.
Yeah.
Legislation is Gomez and Sally Reinhart. Tony loves rubbing elbows with all those big people.
Oh,
you do a fabulous job. Thanks for doing that. The Merit Commission is Bill Rohde. Personnel and Policies is Gomez and Love. Property Space Utilization is Gomez and myself. We got Road Committee is myself and Bill. And what's this here right underneath there? The M Avenue Committee and Hubbard, Danish Elves Paving Project.
That's part of the Road Committee.
Yes. Safety Committee, Rohde and Gomez. Stormwater Advisory Board, Marty. Stormwater Planning Working Committee, Marty.
We meet twice a year.
Jim.
Yeah, and some of these I don't know exactly when they meet, but you guys can always get with Joan and she can tell you. And the ones on top, you know, obviously you'll be getting packets on a basis from them. Transportation, Bill Rohde. Veterans Oversight Committee, Marty. You good with that?
Yep.
And Weed Committee is Kevin. Basically what that is you're just Leon's liaison. He just, as he questions, concerns, yeah.
And you cover the truck when he's on vacation.
Oh, sure.
Now, one thing I want to point out on any of these, any of these committees, if anybody has a concern or a question, or make sure that you go to each committee members and talk to them instead of come guns a-blazing on something. You know, if it's something around the property, if it's, say, for instance, the road committee. Somebody calls you and says, hey, you know, I got a, and Bill and I talked about this, I need a road, my road blade. Call Fred, obviously, okay? Now, when you start wanting this done or major things done with anything, make sure you go to the actual committee people, please, okay? We had some issues prior in the past that things were happening and the committees didn't know about it. Okay, so they need to know, especially when the phone rings, because a lot of people understand and know who's on what committees. So there's nothing worse than somebody calling you, a taxpayer, and saying, why this or why that, and you don't know nothing about it, and it's your committee. You know what I'm saying? So, but on the simple day-to-day stuff, if a road needs bladed, or if you have, you know, something for chance around here as you walk through the courthouse, I mean, there's no reason to call, you know, Tony or I, you know, get a hold of Chance or, you know, Joan or whatever and say, get this handled or do this or do that. But if it's anything major, we just need to consult with one another. Make sense?
Yeah, sure does.
Okay. Is that it on everything on that one there? Did I cover the... I think I did. Okay, yes. Okay, any questions, concerns on that, guys? Everybody good with that? We all got to work together and get along. We're not bringing back the days, are we, John? No. No. Okay, we're going to move on to G, the county board. We're going to make a quarterly visit, but I'm going to move to five first commissioner committee reports. Tony, you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
I know myself, the Dakota County Public Safety Agency .org, Matt, and... we basically went over the new officers for the year, which we stayed the same. Terry's the chair, I'm the vice chair, same board members. Everything is going very well. And Deanna, as I go on, if you want to add something, feel free. But I know the end of February, I do believe that the Homer's supposed to be all done and put in their establishment. June 30th of this year, of 17, Dakota City is supposed to be wrapped up, and Emerson Hubbard area is lagging. They got all their bids, and nothing was cash flowing for them, so they had to go back to the drawing board. So, what did he say? They were over like $400,000,
$500,000,
$600,000?
Yeah. Yeah, so they take bids again in February.
Okay. Yeah, so, but, yeah, everything's going very, I think everything's going very well. I was amazed that Homer's ready to go by the end of February. I haven't been down there to see.
They're moving. They're moving.
Yeah. Nice. And I think we're going to have our next meeting, we're going to have down there. So, yeah, that's good. That's nice. Anything you want to add for that, Deanna?
No, except for the new commissioners. I'm the director of that committee. I'm the one that just keeps everything flowing and handles everything that comes in and schedules the meeting, sends the meeting notices out. So if you have any questions or you want to look at anything, it's all in my office.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, then what else?
Tony and I met with Simcoe on that small grant, and they're coming. I was bring my calendar with me. They're rescheduled to come back and talk. I want to say the 24th.
Is it the 20th? The 20th, the 24th, or the 26th?
Let me go get my calendar real quick because they're coming back again to talk.
I'm pretty sure.
Other than that, I'm trying to think what other I have anything else. No, I don't think so.
It's this Thursday at 10 o'clock.
This Thursday?
At 10 o'clock.
You guys meet here?
Yeah.
That work for?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 o'clock in the morning.
They had some grant money, and I think they had some ideas to update our website, and maybe people moving to the county can see what we have to offer type thing.
Put
a little economic development package on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is it just Tony going to be here and yourself?
You can.
Okay. Why don't you shoot me a text that morning?
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll try to make it. Yeah, okay. I would like to be here for that.
It'd be nice to have somebody else replace myself.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, mail emergency business. I don't think there's any public comment. Anybody from the public would like to step up and say anything?
I got one thing to say. But about 5-6 years ago, there was a new guy that came in the courthouse, and we sat down at the meeting. First time I'd ever seen the meeting draw just a dead silence. His name was Scott Love. He sat down first day. What's everybody think about the courthouse going to 5 o'clock? Remember that?
I do.
It was just, everybody kind of looked at each other. Nobody said a word.
Oh, yeah, I come in just thinking that I had all the game plan, didn't I? Yeah. Well, it's always good to have a...
It is. I just had to remind you about that.
Okay. It's good. I'm glad that you remembered that. I did have a hell of a discussion going on, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Well, thank you for adding that, Bill. That was awful nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing else. We are going to head over to the our quarterly visit to the jail. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Thanks for everything that everyone does. Fred, keep up the good work. David, welcome. Jeff, thank you for being here. Leon, Bill, Deanna, Tiffany, and then the news lady back there, the star lady. Hey, keep up the good work, all right? Hey, you got any ass left over after Jeff got done with you? Okay, good. I'm glad everything went well. Yeah.
I got the card. You bet. Thank you.
Glad to have you.
You bet. Thanks.
Kevin, my cell phone number here. You got to get a hold of me. Oh, hold. That'll be
you don't want me calling. I was thinking I had to call you last night to get home. I didn't know if I was going to make it up that one hill by my place.
Slick wasn't it last night. I'm telling you, it was bad.
On gravel?
Yeah, gravel at all. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it looked just like a sheet of ice.